Reading the Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah 15. Then the Lord said unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? And thou shalt tell them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused them to fall upon it suddenly in terrors upon the city. She that hath borne seven languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily, it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily, I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all thy sins, even in all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, which shall burn upon you. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar and as waters that fail? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. As far we read God's word, the specific text we consider this morning is verse 16 of the chapter. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Beloved people of God, Jeremiah the prophet speaks here of eating the words of the Lord. Jeremiah was not the only prophet who speaks of eating the word of the Lord. Ezekiel also did the same, ate, figuratively of course, ate the words of the Lord. But these prophets were typical, they were types of Jesus Christ, the prophet, the great prophet of Jehovah. He was called to eat the words of the Lord also, and he did as God's prophet. Now, Jesus Christ, the prophet, has also anointed us as New Testament children of God. He's anointed us also to be prophets under him, so that we are filled with his life, with his strength, and with his power as he lives in us, so that we too are called to eat God's word. And we do as God's prophets. This morning, we participate in the sacrament that pictures us eating the word of the Lord. That's what the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is a picture of. It's a picture of us eating the words of the Lord. As we eat the bread that's given to us, we eat that bread, we partake of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we partake of the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word by which our Lord comes into our hearts. Let's consider this text then briefly this morning to be reminded of the meaning of that holy activity of eating the Word and its blessing. We consider the text under the theme, eating the words of the Lord. Eating the words of the Lord. First of all, the eating. Secondly, the nourishment. And thirdly, the joy. The words that were eaten by Jeremiah were the words of the Lord. He speaks of that in the context, and he speaks of that in the text. Jehovah, he's called here, the ever-faithful covenant God, the mighty sovereign over all. The text calls him the Lord God of hosts, picturing him as the mighty captain over all and all of the creatures of the world, so under his control that they do precisely his will, as he is the omnipotent sovereign God over all. He's the independent one, the one who needs no one, needs nothing, has all in himself. He's the God also of grace, undeserved favor, God of mercy, pity for those who are in misery, and the God of love, everlasting, electing love. Jehovah, the God of hosts, gave these words to Jeremiah. That's the meaning of the phrase, "Thy words were found." Doesn't mean Jeremiah was hunting about for them. Doesn't mean Jeremiah stumbled upon them, rather accidentally, but means that God gave them to Jeremiah and so put them in front of him, revealed them unto him, that he saw them. He found them, as it were. That's the meaning comes out in Ezekiel chapter 2. There we read in verse 9, "And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it," that's God who spread it before me, before the prophet Ezekiel, "and it was written within and without." And then we read in chapter 3, verse 1, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest." Eat this roll. "Go and speak unto the house of Israel. Eat that thou findest." And what did he find? That which God put before him in a vision, that which God brought to him in his own hand and put before Ezekiel. The same is true with regard to Jeremiah. God must reveal himself. God must bring his word to his people before it can be eaten. And that's true for us as well. God gave his word in Jesus Christ unto us. We're dependent on God's giving. God must give Christ to us before he can be found by us, before his words can be eaten by us. And God gave to us Jesus Christ. Very obvious in the historical account. Mary wasn't looking, desiring to have a child. Israel was not looking any longer for a Savior, not as a whole, as an organic nation. God gave Jesus Christ unto his people, and God gave him unto the cross. God gave him unto us as a Savior who would suffer, who would die, whose body would be broken, whose blood would be shed for us. And as our Savior, God gave him to us. God continues to give him to us. God gives him to us in the preaching. God gives him to us in the word that we hear, Sabbath day after Sabbath day. What's set forth before us is Jesus Christ, the Savior. God gives Christ to us, and he gives him to us this morning. Gives him to us in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We find there on the Lord's table is the bread and the wine, which symbolizes Jesus Christ. And he is there, really, truly there, in that sacrament. Spiritually, not physically, but spiritually, he is there. God gives him to us. We can say with Jeremiah, "Thy word is found." Thy word, Jesus Christ, is found. "And I did eat them." Eat the words of God. "And I did eat them," the prophet said. That means, in short, Jeremiah believed the word that he found. Jeremiah believed the word that was revealed unto him. He received it by faith. And that's what the picture of eating symbolizes. As we take the bread and we take the wine and we consume them, we eat them, we drink them, that's a picture of faith. That's a picture of believing in Jesus Christ. Believing means, first of all, that one acknowledges. Jeremiah acknowledged those words of God to be true. He didn't say, well, let's see once I'm not sure, but I'll try them out. He acknowledged the words of God to be true. And so do we as we believe the word of God in Jesus Christ. We acknowledge it to be the truth. Secondly, believing is to reject all other words. That's believing. To reject all other words. To say Jesus Christ and His words are the only meal, the only food, the only bread of eternal life. So that then the one who believes rejects his own words. Jeremiah says, my own thoughts, my own words I must set aside, and I believe only the words of God. Not only the words of ourselves do we set aside, but the words of others, the words of this world, too, we set aside, we reject, we say, I acknowledge only the word of God to be true. And thirdly, believing is to submit to the truth of the Lord's words. Not only to reject others, but to submit, put ourselves under the word of the Lord, the truth of the Lord's words, to take them to oneself then. Next. That's believing too. Believing is to take the words of the Lord and take them unto oneself so that we say they're not only true out there, but they're true for me. They're my words. They're God's words. Unto me, I believe them. I take them as my own, so that then God's words become, in my own consciousness, they become mine. They become part of me. That's believing. Take, for example, the central truth, the beautiful, blessed truth that Jesus Christ has died to wash away your sins and earn righteousness for you. That central truth that's displayed in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper this morning, we believe that. We acknowledge that's true. We reject all else that might speak against that. We submit to that truth. Jesus Christ is the washer away of my sins. Jesus Christ is my righteousness. And we say that personally, and so we take that unto ourselves. We appropriate the righteousness of Jesus Christ unto ourselves in our own consciousness, so that that righteousness truly becomes ours, our own, so that we can then confess. That is my righteousness, that righteousness of Christ, that washing away of sins that Christ performed, that's mine. That's faith. That's eating the words of the Lord. That's what we do always with regard to the words of the Lord. As they come to us in the preaching, as they come to us in the Lord's Supper, we believe them, we eat them, as it were, as a picture, we believe them. And those words are the words of eternal life. The Lord's Supper form speaks of that repeatedly. Take note of that as we read through it presently. We eat and drink the true bread that nourishes us unto eternal life. The words that we eat nourish us. The words that we eat strengthen us. So we say with Jeremiah, "For I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts." That's what happens when one eats the word of the Lord. He says, "For I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts." He knows that and he confesses that. Literally, "Thy name is called upon me," says Jeremiah. That means, first of all, "Thy words tell me who I am. They tell me who I am, who I really am, according to the Lord God of hosts, the only one who knows. The Word of God tells me who I am in Jesus Christ, who I am as a covenant child of God. And the Word tells me who to be. You are this, the Word of God says. Now live in harmony with that. Be that by the power of this Word. In general, we can say the words that Jeremiah heard were the words of God that told him he was God's. He belonged to God. He was God's child. He was God's son. That's the word we hear too this morning. We partake of the bread and we drink of the wine. We realize and we're told through that, "You are mine," God says, through Jesus Christ, through His broken body and shed blood. "As I have washed you and cleansed you and clothed you with Christ's righteousness, you are mine in Him." And then the Word of God tells us to live as God's children. This is who you are. Now live in harmony with that. That's the Word of God. Specifically, that's generally, specifically for Jeremiah and for us, the Word of God told Jeremiah that he was God's prophet. That's specifically the meaning of the text. Jeremiah says, "Thy words were found and I did eat them." And those words revealed to Jeremiah, "You are called by my name. You are the one upon whom my name is called. You are my prophet here amongst my people." And then the word told him to prophesy God's word. Speak the word of God. Bring this message that you have received from me, that you have found, bring that. Prophesy as a prophet. Jeremiah says, "The word that I found and did eat nourished me, strengthened me to know who I am and to do what I am called to do." That's the case for us too. As we are in Jesus Christ, anointed also to be prophets, God says to us, "You are mine. I've written my name upon you. I've given to you my own dear Son, and I've put His power and His life and His Spirit within you. Now speak praises unto me. Prophesy my name." And so we say the Word nourishes us. The Word strengthens us. Just as the food that we eat has strengthening ability, so the Word has strengthening ability. The Word is the Word of life. It strengthens us to know and it strengthens us to live as God's own. That's why we eat Christ today. That's why we partake of His broken body and His shed blood. That's why we partake of the true meat and drink unto life eternal, that we may be strengthened, nourished, comforted, empowered, given life, increased life and strength to know who we are and to live as we're called to live. And that life that is worked, that nourishing, that strengthening gives joy. Just as one who sits down before a good and nourishing meal and eats that meal, truly partakes of that meal and eats of that meal and is strengthened and nourished, he's then satisfied. He's filled with joy. He says, that was a delightful meal. That was an enjoyable meal. That was a meal that strengthened me with joy. So too says the prophet, thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. We may say, how could it be? The commentators ask the question, how could it be? Jeremiah, knowing himself to be that prophet that God had called him to be, knowing himself to needing to bring the message that he was called to bring. We read some of that even in the chapter we read this morning. In the midst of that nation, as wayward as she was, how could it be? He says he has joy and rejoicing of heart, but that's no different than it is for us, is it? God says, you are mine. You live in a wicked world. You're called to live antithetically. You have a sinful nature, and you're called to live over against that sinful nature, not give in to it. Live unto me. And we say, thy word, though that calling is bitterly difficult at times, we say, thy word is the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Thy word gives me the strength. Thy word is a tremendous comfort unto me. As I see in that word and eat the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, forgiveness of my sins, my righteousness, and my life, and then too, my joy. Amen. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word, blessed unto our hearts. And now as we eat the bread, may we be strengthened. And as we drink the wine, may we be filled with joy. And we are in Jesus Christ, our Savior, and empowered, strengthened by Him. In His name we pray. Amen.